Live. It's your show. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All week long, we have been giving you updates on our friend Sam, who is currently still sitting in jail. He's at the Cheshire County Jail here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. That's where we do this show. He was arrested on Monday as he attempted to video record in a allegedly public place, the public lobby of what's supposedly a public courtroom, but apparently you're not allowed to be the media in this particular public place, and you'll be arrested for it, and that's what they arrested him for. They also brought him up on several other charges. Disorderly conduct was for the videoing, and they told him to stop, and he didn't stop. They brought him up on possession without a serial number, alleging that the video camera he had was stolen. And they also was resisting arrest charge in there, as well as refusal to process. He's been held ever since in the jail because he did not want to come down for the arraignment that they were holding for him. So the judge basically said, well, okay, you get to stay there until you want an arraignment. So essentially he's in jail for an indefinite period of time. Now, since then, as we've updated you throughout the week, and as Ivy has called in, who is kind of like the legal eagle here, without actually being a lawyer, she's been helping Sam out, and she did finally get to meet with him yesterday. She got him to sign this paperwork that will allow her to represent him and file paperwork on his behalf and stuff like that. So it looks like there's some developments here. In fact, there's a big development. We've got Sam on the line with us, live from the county jail.
Hey, guys.
Sam, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
How you feeling, Sam?
I'm tired a little bit. I feel fine. I mean, I'm in high spirits, that sort of thing. I'm actually pretty excited about everything that's happened, and I think this is going to be a good chance to restore some freedom of the press in New Hampshire.
Well, I hope so.
Me too.
It's good to know that you're staying positive while you're in a relatively undesirable situation. Or would you say that? How has your stay been so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've written a letter that's on the way to you guys, hopefully, that I kind of outlined some of these things. That's really the way it's my observations of kind of the jail system and the justice system. It's really designed to get people angry at each other and lashing out, and so that the state can then come in and really just stomp down on them. I mean, Mark, you can probably talk about that better than me, but it's really, I feel like it's designed to break people and show them that, no, the state's in charge, we're the authority here, and you're going to do what we say or else. And they don't really know how to handle a political prisoner or somebody who's, you know, just sitting there at peace and happy. And it was funny. At the Keene Police Department, I think it was the arresting officer, when I didn't answer some of their questions, they got a little angry, and one of them yelled something. I forget what it was. And then he slammed the cell door as hard as he could, like a four-year-old throwing a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of smiled at that, because I know that's him getting mad, seeing his authority challenged or seeing, you know, his belief system challenged in a way that it never has before.
Right. He's only really mad at himself. And it's interesting. I mean, I've never been inside a jail with kind of an angry mind. When I went in a few months back, this very same jail that you're in, I went in with a very positive mindset. And I told myself I'm going to have a positive experience here. And I mean, obviously it'd be more positive to be out and about doing what I'd prefer to be doing, but considering the circumstances I was in, I was determined to make the best of it, and that really gave me a very peaceful demeanor the entire time, and I think that it had an overall effect on the outcome.
Yeah, no, that's true, and I was in isolation for 2 days in the holding area in like a glass room with rubber on the walls until I scratched freekeen.com into the wall in great big letters. And under that, I came, you know, I got hours to think, so I thought of the tagline, "There is a better way."
That's a good one.
Managed to scratch that in, and then they're like, "Oh, we got to move you." I heard them talking outside, and then they moved me into what's E-Block. It's like a max security, where you're in your cells 23 hours a day if they let you out.
Right, that's where they keep the rippers,
I guess.
They're called.
Yeah, I was in with most of the people there. I was talking to them and, you know, discussing their anger issues and things like that.
I just think that's awesome.
We even got law of attraction in with this one guy. It was, right? It was fantastic.
Sam's making connections even with the violent offenders. Now, how many of these guys? Didn't get to really, I'm sure, talk to all of them, but I mean, of your experience so far, are these folks that are just dyed-in-the-wool, violent people, or are they people that made mistakes? So, what was your impression of the people you've met so far, and those at least the violent of the violent offenders?
Yeah. So when I got moved up to the max place, the E block, the first night, I've been in solitude essentially. Yeah, there's noise and stuff going on outside in the booking room, but the lights have been on in my cell, in the holding cell, 24 hours a day. But once I got up there, it was the first time I was actually behind the bars, where, you know, you're in this big open room with nine other cells on the little block there. And boy, the first night I was about to go crazy. There people were screaming at each other and yelling and
really.
Oh, yeah. Back and forth, arguing with each other, and then they would shake the cell doors, and then some other ones would join in, and it was like that all freaking night. I'm like, this is going to be miserable.
Physically incapable of whispering, I swear most of them are.
Yeah, and then the guy, but, you know, I started telling my story. I started talking about the message of liberty. They started asking me questions. Well, what would you do in my case? One guy had was drunk, but wasn't really aware of what he was doing. Mm. Stole asked a girl at Keene State for a cell phone. She refused. He took it from her, and he realizes that was wrong after we talked for a while. Some guy came up to defend her, and he punched him. This is a big guy, like Pete Hare from Bureaucrash. And then he passed out, and the police arrested him, threw him in the drunk tank, let him go, and then came back later with burglary charges, like 6 months later.
Hmm.
And now he's here. Where was I going with that?
You were
going
to say that you'd gone somewhere with, like, law of attraction or liberty.
Yeah, you're preaching the message of liberty, and, like, he asked you, what would he do?
They started listening. Sorry, I haven't had food either, so. they started listening to this and hearing what I was about and kind of coming around to these ideas. And, man, I got food. I got shoes. Not food. I got shoes passed over to me. They sent me just anything they could. And then finally, I didn't even have soap for over 3 days.
Wow.
And, these guys just have really been excited to hear from somebody like me that's not the typical criminal that's in here.
Right. I was blown away when you had said earlier, you called me earlier this afternoon, we had a conversation, and you'd mentioned that you'd written this letter,
mm-hmm.
This 8-page-long letter to Mark and myself, and I thought that you had been basically confined, and I said, well, wait a minute, how did you get the pencil and the paper to write the letter?
It was stuck to me by the kites, I guess.
The kites?
Yeah, well, you wrap up stuff in your shirt pocket, and then fold it up and throw it down. And then if it doesn't land close enough to the cell where you can reach it, you have to take the blanket and throw it out over the floor and draw it in.
I'm glad to see the words haven't changed.
Yeah, exactly. They don't use kite here, but I knew that was your word.
So you actually got the pencil and the pieces of paper that you needed from your fellow violent offenders.
Yeah, as well as a stamped envelope and the envelope itself and the stamp.
Wow.
Several sheets of paper, the pen that I'm still holding in my hand.
When you talk about violent offenders, you don't get this, you don't get the view, you don't get the picture that these guys are maybe people that have changed while they've been in there, that maybe they've realized that what they did was wrong and that they are better people because of it, and everybody just kind of writes them all off as, well, you're bad forever.
Yeah.
If they were bad, if they were all bad, then they wouldn't have shown you that level of compassion.
Yeah, and first thing right off the bat, I asked them, what are you guys in here? VOP, the next one, VOP, the next one, VOP.
So. Wow. I'm going to come back with more. You've obviously got time, don't you, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Lots of time.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. Sam, our co-host and documentarian at ObscureTruth.com, live with us from jail. It's Free Talk Live. If you've got questions for him, dial in.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
And is subject to monitoring and recording.
We are talking with our friend Sam, who is on the line from the jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. We can get back into that here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is our number. If you've got a question for Sam, this is your only chance to talk to him, unless he knows your phone number and can call you personally, because when you're in a jail cell, you only get to call the numbers you remember. Or if you've got somebody who's kind enough to help you out on the outside, kind enough to help you out, like Ivy, then they can actually pass you some numbers and you can do it that way. So we're actually trying to bring Sam back on here. I don't know if we got him. I think we lost him. So it's kind of tricky doing a radio show and trying to take a collect call at the same time because we don't really have a producer in here, at least on our side of things. So I'm sure Sam will be calling back here shortly. We can ask him some more questions about his stay there in the jail and, of course, what has been happening. What is the latest on his case? I do know. In fact, Ivy is with us, also calling from New Hampshire on the AMP line. Ivy, some of the big news today is that they have apparently dropped the charge, or at least one of the charges. Is that right?
Correct. They decided to drop, or they're going to be dropping the charge of the possession without a serial number.
Which was disgusting. It was, that was the worst part of it all, that they were calling him a thief in the process.
Right, exactly. They apparently had to send his camera out to some special camera shop to find where the serial number actually was, and then they could drop that charge. So that's what's going on there, and hopefully on a Monday, Sam's supposed to be at a bail hearing, and hopefully he'll be released on Monday. So that's all my good news. I'll leave the rest up to Sam.
Well, we're trying to get him on. Now, do you, so it's just one simple charge at this point?
No, he's still facing the disorderly conduct and the refusal to process and the resisting arrest. We have some pretty good feelings on those, though. I'm sure we can take care of those without a problem. But the possession without a serial number is going to be dropped. So.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, well, it's a step in the right direction, and it sounds like things are moving slowly in the right direction, that Sam will be in there over the weekend, but good chance of him possibly being released on Monday. And, of course, I imagine activists maybe in the courtroom. If he's going to be appearing in person on Monday morning, we might be able to get some last-minute activists to show up on short notice. Because one of the nice things about being here in New Hampshire, surrounded by like-minded, liberty-loving people, is that on the drop of a hat, there are people that will show up to do something. So there can be a call going out to Pork 411, which is this information line that you dial up, leave a message, and that message is automatically sent to a few hundred email addresses and smartphones. That happens within seconds of you hanging up the phone. And then so if you need to put an alert out there and get people's attention, that does it. And then, within minutes, people will start showing up for something if they're available. And, of course, the more activists we have, the more likely more people will be available at any given moment in time. And so this is one of the reasons why bringing more people here to New Hampshire is such a great idea.
Right.
So that is something we'll look forward to on Monday. Hey, Ivy, thanks for the update tonight. Anything else to share?
That's all for me.
All right, appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Sam is back with us. Sam, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know if there's like a phone. Is there a time limit on that phone? Do you know?
No, I think it's when you, whatever you did right at the break, that dropped the call, and then I tried calling back, and it dropped again immediately as soon as it was connected. So I'm not sure.
Now, the jail phone systems are very touchy things, but nonetheless, let's see, where did we leave off? So Ivy just told us that the theft charge has been dropped, is that right?
Right. Apparently, the Keene Police Department needed to send my camera to a professional camera shop in Manchester or something to figure out that there was a serial number, it was just covered by a piece of black tape. I guess they didn't have any investigators on hand to look into that one before.
Wonder how much strong investigative work.
Yeah.
Quite a group of detectives.
The reason I put the tape on is because that's the smaller one that I use, and sometimes I'm on film filming things. And I don't want the Panasonic logo or copyright or trademarks being put into the film work, because then I have all kinds of issues with royalties and so forth and permission. So I covered all of that up. Plus, I don't want the silver reflector to put glare back into the camera.
This all sounds very suspicious to me.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Sam, let's rewind a bit here and talk about what happened on Monday, because we've played the audio and it's absolutely horrific. Listening to you screaming as these men were doing something that seemed like torture to you. Obviously, none of us were able to observe, despite our best efforts. They would not allow us to observe what was going on. And, the audio was terrible. Nobody ended up having any video of the affair, at least none that's come out as of yet. Of course, there's some video in your camera.
Oh, yeah.
But whether that will make it through this whole process is still another question.
Well, it should. I mean, I heard something like, I thought I heard while I was in that back room that they were trying to see if it was recording, delete the footage, which makes no sense, because if I was committing a crime, why would you want to destroy video evidence of the crime?
Yeah.
That makes, you know, so it should still be on there. We'll find out.
So,
but I was recording.
Yeah, what were they doing to you? Why so much pain?
Yeah, I went that day, I was wearing a silver bracelet on my left hand. It's a cuff bracelet. It's about a quarter inch thick. It's very heavy duty, and it's not very comfortable to wear. I don't wear it that often because it has right angles on both sides, and the bottom two edges are flat, so it makes four very sharp points. But when they cuffed me, they cuffed me over that bracelet. And then when they, you know, despite me being completely passive, they never locked down the handcuffs so they could click tighter and tighter. As they dragged me, that hand, the bracelet got further and further sideways and was digging right up against the bone. It's still bruised and sore on my left wrist. My right one has, my right one is complete, no. Okay, yeah. Sorry, lack of food. I'm not completely coherent. But my right wrist has healed up completely. No marks left. My left one still has some puncture wounds from this bracelet. So as they're pulling me, that right edge is digging into my hand, and that's why I started screaming. The cops were saying, oh, yeah, play it up. This is real funny, or, you know, something like that. It was just outrageous. As they were pulling me, the handcuffs tightened up, two more clicks. They then drugged me over into the room right behind the court where I laid there for a while, and that's where they saw the handcuffs weren't locked. They actually went back there, loosened them a couple clicks, and then locked both of them down. He clearly had to have seen that the bracelet was on my hand, that it was caught under the handcuffs, and he did nothing to remove the bracelet or to get it out.
Had you put two and two together at that point and figured out that it was the bracelet that was causing you the...
Oh, yeah, I knew it right away. I mean...
Were you pointing it out to them and they just didn't care? Or
yeah,
what?
They didn't care. I mean, I asked them, why are you hurting me? And all they would say is, you know, either you're playing it up and, they can't hear you. As they were dragging me down the stairs and I'm screaming, they're like, oh, why are you yelling? They can't hear you now. And saying things like that. When the Keene police officer showed up, I told him that, look, I asked him, are you a certified police officer in the state of New Hampshire? He said, yes. And I said, well, I need you to arrest the clerk, Larry, for a violation of 18 U.S.C. 242. And he said, I don't care about all that.
I don't care about all that, meaning that guy broke the law and he didn't care about it.
Nope.
We're going to bring you back for more. Hang on, more with Sam here in moments. If you got a question for him, he's on the line from jail, which means he's got some time. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Our website, we give all the features away. You can enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Now, did you know that over 35% of IT admins actually admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that is private and confidential, guaranteed. That's PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. We continue here talking with our friend and co-host, also a documentarian at ObscureTruth.com. His name is Sam. He is calling from the Cheshire County Correctional facility here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, which is the area where we do the show, was arrested on Monday on several charges stemming from his refusal to stop recording with his HD video camera in what is was supposedly a public area. Now, we covered some of the violence that the police inflicted upon you without much concern for your well-being, which must have been a hard thing for anybody to handle, just being treated like dirt, not being treated humanely. When did it change? When did things start to change for you? I mean, there was a lot of screaming in the beginning, but did you end up in the hands of bureaucrats that took better care of you at a certain point, or what happened?
Yeah, eventually. So the arresting officer told me to get up. As I just laid there, he got angry, and he said, I'm strong enough. I can pick you up all on my own. And he yanked me up so hard, kind of like when you throw a baby up in the air, they're weightless for a second. That's how hard he pulled me up.
Wow.
And then he starts dragging me towards the door with his buddy, and they're laughing as my feet clink down the stairs and out the door and so forth. Once we get to the Keene police station in the little bay there, they pull me out of the car, and then they had more officers there, and that's when everything changed. They got my feet. They did what they could to not hurt me as bad. Anytime I started to scream because of the pain, they would try and adjust.
So more eyes meant better behavior.
Yeah, and then they drug me into the little booking area on the floor. I think the chief was standing over my head. I had my eyes closed. I was hurting. And they took the handcuffs off, and that's when they saw all of the bruising. The one guy said, "Is that blood?" And they saw what the bracelet had done on my left hand. And I
So note to anybody that's planning on going to get arrested, remove all bracelets and wrist-related jewelry.
Yes. Not a good idea. You know, it still hurts. I had bruises on my arm from where they were holding me, but I expect that doing this kind of thing. I didn't expect to be subjected to what is really cruel and unusual punishment that was deliberate, too, because when they retightened the handcuffs, they could clearly see what was going on, why I was screaming, and he chose to do nothing about it.
Right, because there were two very separate occasions, and you can hear the audio if you go to freekeen.com. You'll have to scroll down a little bit, because there have been a lot, as you can imagine, there have been a lot of posts over the past few days over at Free Keen. But you can hear the audio there. There was two very separate occasions when you were screaming. There was one occasion in the beginning when they drug you in there initially. Then Dave Ridley had time to go have his arraignment. It was when that wrapped up that you began screaming again.
Yeah, that was when he yanked me off the floor and started dragging me out the door. So eventually, though, that's when I saw Kurt come in, and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Can I call 411?" And I said, "Yeah, that's fine." He goes, "Did they hurt you?" And I held up my wrist and said, "Yes," and showed him. He said, "Did they hit you?" And I'm like, no, they haven't done that. And I didn't know what happened. I heard, as I was screaming the second time, somebody in the courtroom saying, what's going on, or something. I didn't know anyone other than Kurt had been arrested.
Yeah, it ended up, and as you've heard, our listeners may not know if they're just tuning in for the first time tonight, but it was shortly after you were arrested. The police then, essentially, the prosecutor, who is also a police officer, Rivera, demanded that everybody leave this public area. I mean, people are gathered publicly in a public area, and he said, okay, if you don't have a case, you got to get out of here, pretty much. And so a number of people decided to stay because they were concerned for your well-being. They didn't want to just leave you there, even though you were on another side of a wall from them. In fact, you might have even been gone at that point. We obviously had no way to know for sure.
Yeah.
But they ended up staying there. Then the cops came in with reinforcements, closed off the door, and trapped all of the remaining activists in there. Every single one of them that was there, except for the news reporter from the Sentinel, was cited. And those that refused to give up information were arrested. So two people ended up walking away with citations, and four ended up leaving in handcuffs.
Yeah, I caught the Kat Canning from New Hampshire Free Press sent me her notes through the mail to jail thing that Mike Barsky sent.
mail-to-jail.com, a great resource created by another one of the activists up here, Mike Barsky. People can go and send letters to activists that are in jail. Right now, Sam, you're the only activist that we know of, at least here in the New Hampshire area, that is behind bars, and so people can go and they can write you letters there. But hopefully, coming up on Monday, you won't be behind bars anymore if all goes well.
Yeah, I just want to say, though, it was so incredible to get all of those emails from all over the world. People here in the day room that I'm finally in where I could get mail have read through them with me, and they're just amazed at what's coming in, and it was wonderful to get those.
It must be amazing to them. I mean, when most people go to jail, they go in and people forget about them, and, you know, they're lucky if mom comes to visit them from time to time.
The first night when I'm in the holding cell, it's like 8 or 9 o'clock or so, one of the commanding officers comes in and says, you know, do you want to eat or do you want to process? And I'm like, no. And he says, you know, your friends were here, or your friend was here. And I just kind of looked at him. He's like, yeah. He goes, but he left now. I don't remember which one it was. And later I found out that there was like 30 people that are protesting outside the jail with open carrying and everything, and all the inmates here are all excited about it and so forth. So they did everything they could to, you know, work me over psychologically and try and break me and get me to consent to their system.
Now, Sam, is there anything that you would have done differently at this point, looking at how things have gone?
I don't know. You know, everything happens for a reason, Mark.
You did end up, obviously, giving in to some extent because you're now in population,
right,
which means that you were classified, which means that you had to answer some questions. So you did end up giving them something.
Yeah, which ones?
So the order came from Burke.
The judge.
Yeah, the judge who held a bail hearing. He listed out the three counts as Class A misdemeanors, up to 3 years in jail, $10,000 cash bond before the court, which means somebody has to bring the full cash amount in, not a bail bondsman or anything, which I mean, I could get the cash and bond out, but how am I going to do that when I don't have access to a phone, when I can't get a pen and piece of paper, when I can't write any motions that it says I can do, you know, I can motion the court and do this and I can do that, and I have all these options to go in and exercise my rights, but because I didn't consent to the system, the jail wouldn't let me do any of that. So rights in New Hampshire are only for people who acknowledge the authority of the state. That's not the way it was meant to be.
I think you probably find that to be a true statement around the country, yeah, if not around the world. You know, they own you. They've got you, your person. You are in behind their bars, and if you want to be treated well, you've got to do what they say to do.
They are more than happy to just throw away as many lives as they need to remain in control, to keep their authority, and, you know, to be right about what they're doing and keep collecting this paycheck and getting a pension. That's the cold, hard fact of the matter, is these people are just too afraid to stand up for what is right. They see this system that has just become this horrible monster, and they wouldn't, most of them, I don't think, have the courage or wouldn't dare to speak out about it and say something or do something significant to change it.
Now, wait, do you mean the bureaucrats,
yes,
or other people?
I mean the bureaucrats working in the system, because they see the horrors firsthand, and they know that if they speak up and do something that the government doesn't like, it may turn on them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Though, to some of their credit, they do what they, you know, they do something. I mean, the Superintendent Van Wickler is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition,
right,
and he deserves some real credit for that. In fact, we'll come back and talk more about that here, more with Sam, and we'll take your calls for him, too. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the ways you can help support what we're doing in general, not just Free Talk Live, but the whole Liberty movement, you can get behind the CD Evolution Fund. We've been talking with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. He's also a co-host on this program tonight. He's with us from behind bars. And, Sam, you're back with us.
Yep.
You're in the Westmoreland Jail, the Cheshire County Jail here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire, because you dared to record with a video camera in a public court lobby. And, of course, our listeners are rallying behind you in whatever ways they possibly can to help out. They've been calling the police. They've been calling the district court. Today you asked people to contact the one of the state senators and ask them a bunch of questions about political prisoners. All of that information is up at freekeen.com. But I wanted to talk briefly about CD Evolution since we've got you here, and you're actually one of the board members of the CD Evolution organization.
Right.
CDEvolution.org, people can go, they can contribute to help out those who are in trouble because with the law, because they decided to have the courage to disobey the law, to live as free people and non-cooperate and be engaged in civil disobedience. And so there was a first expenditure of CD Evolution funds. We sent Ivy, who's, again, been helping out, one of the other free staters, sent her some money to cover her gas and a little bit of her time to come down and do some of the things that that she has done. And she's helped you out, right? I mean, has it been useful having Ivy?
Incredibly. I mean, that's why I pulled in to one of the COs and a sergeant and said, you know, here's what happened, here's how I was abused. And I mean, one of the guys was almost in tears. He was a former police officer, and hearing what they did with the bracelet and locking down the cuffs and all that, he was almost crying with me. I said, you know, what am I going to do? I can't throw away. It's not worth throwing away 3 years of my life to remain anonymous. So I'll consent to your system. And then, you know, of course, they get really nice. But still, I had no idea how am I going to do anything with this. And Ivy shows up one day, and it was just amazing. She had actually showed up the day before, and they told her that they would go up and get me. They came up and said, do you want to be processed? And I'm like, this is before I had broken. And I said, I don't know if you want to drag me down there and force it upon me. And then they left. Well, they told her that they told me that she was downstairs, but when they came back down to her, they said, no, we told him you were here, and he was laying on the floor and said he wouldn't come unless we dragged him.
I knew that's what they did.
Totally lied. I mean, it was just unacceptable. They did a lot of things like that I think are really shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, they have been very courteous and professional, at least in their interactions with me. So I would have to
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not having been inside that same jail. I can certainly attest to that. And of course, as we mentioned before, it's run by a man who is a law enforcement against prohibition member. I had a nice conversation with Mr. Van Wickler, the superintendent, Rick Van Wickler. He's one of the speakers actually for law enforcement against prohibition, and he's the superintendent of the jail. We talked about this in detail on the show, and I made a blog post about it. But he pointed out to me that he is essentially, he's beholden to the judge in this case. So even if he looks at you, Sam, and he says, man, you really don't belong here, he can't make the decision to eject you from his own facility because he just doesn't have that. The system is set up in a way that these judges really don't have any kind of check and balance against what they can do to people.
Yeah.
And I think that if one way the system can be changed that would really inject a lot of compassion or the potential for compassion into a relatively inhumane system, it would be to allow jail superintendents to make their own decisions as to whether or not they want these prisoners.
Yeah. No. Well, and another thing in New Hampshire, I learned this. I was doing some research before all of this happened. The judges in New Hampshire are one of three states where they're appointed to essentially lifetime dictatorships by His Excellency the Governor.
Yes.
And there's no market signal to correct a bad judge. They just stay on the bench. And they know that, and they're sitting fat and happy in their, you know, protected little position there, and they're just brazen. I mean, that's why we're seeing this. That what Judge Burke has done is essentially he has rewritten the district court rules that are set up by the Supreme Court Chief Justice, who's also the head administrator of the courts as well, another conflict of interest, to where he wrote this order. He didn't sign it, so that it's not a valid order that can be challenged, but he's got his bailiffs out there, not bailiffs, court security out there enforcing it for him, so he's essentially writing his own rules to suit whatever his objectives are, which is to clamp down on free speech and freedom of the press in the New Hampshire courts, because when free staters go in there, they're waking people up to the tyranny and oppression that's going on, and this is unacceptable and it must change.
So, so what do you think can be done to advance these changes that you're talking about?
I don't know. This is for the political people to figure out. I'll just be happy doing my out-of-the-system activism.
Well, that's what I said. I said earlier, you know, I'm not a real...
Well, I'm glad to see that you see that there's a role for the political people.
Yeah, all right, Mark.
Well, and it's unfortunate, though, and really it's because of the fear. It's really because of the fear, because people like Rick Van Wickler, the superintendent, I asked him, what will happen if you just turn Sam loose anyway? He says, well, he'd be charged with contempt of court. And I know what that means. That means the judge just slaps this charge on you and you go in the pokey.
Yeah.
There's no trial. There's no jury. There's no there's nothing that you can do about that. It's contempt of court. It's like it's a power that a judge, like a muscle, the judge can just flex it. And these men with guns calling themselves the police or the sheriffs or the bailiffs or whoever will come, put cuffs on you and drop you off in a jail cell until they feel like letting you out.
It's the law, Ian. It's the law. The law when it applies to the subjects, not when it applies to them or their bodies.
So he could do the right thing, but if he did the right thing, he would be punished.
Yeah.
And so there is no incentive for him to stick his neck out in that way. It's enough that he has become a speaker for law enforcement against prohibition. And I think that anything that these bureaucrats do to step outside of the bounds of their system, even if it's just speaking out, they deserve to be applauded for that. They deserve to be encouraged to do more of it. Because obviously it would be very powerful if bureaucrats just stopped doing the wrong thing and started doing what was right. But they're too afraid about what the personal consequences are going to be. I mean, if this guy's got a family, and presumably he does, then that means that, you know, dad's not going to come home and he's not going to bring home a paycheck either. And that's, you know, nobody wants to put their loved ones in that position. And so I understand where these guys are coming from, but it's just so frustrating because even just a little bit of courage on their part could do a lot to make changes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Dan has been waiting patiently in Indiana to talk to you. Dan, you're on with Sam, live from jail.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing lots better. I've been very, very worried about you, Sam, and this has been a load off my mind knowing that you're soon to be released. And a couple things I wanted to talk about. The first, and I'll try to be brief. The first thing is that I had pointed out before your arrest that these bureaucrats and stuff, and all these judges and all these other folks that think that they can just plod along and do things the way that they've been doing. It's only going to take one of them to be held legally accountable for what they do. For the rest of them to snap to
and
say, you know what, I think we are in the wrong business here. We're doing the wrong thing to people. The other thing I meant to call about was about the camera shop in Manchester where your camera's there. Were they able to view the video from the camera? I don't know if you know that, but I'm wondering if there's anybody that's following up on that, whether the folks there had any video to view from the camera, and if so, were they ordered to erase or not release that information to the public, you know, any footage that would be on there? And if so, what media outlets have been alerted to this? And that's basically about all I got to ask about.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I don't know what the camera shop did with the camera. I mean, they were miraculously able to figure out that the serial number was just covered by tape. I would assume that it's going to still be on there unless they tried to erase it, but they really have to know how to operate that camera.
I can tell you that they didn't. There was a period after you were arrested that the prosecutor brings the camera into the courtroom, and Lee from Cheshire TV happened to be there, the local cable access channel, the head of the cable access channel, and he needed Lee to help him, like, just figure out how to turn the thing off. I think they're going to have a real tough time figuring out how to delete a file.
The idea that they would try to erase the evidence on that camera just disgusts me. I mean, these are law enforcement officers trying to destroy evidence. Supposedly there was a crime committed, right?
What do you have to say to Dan's point about, you know, the first person, the first bureaucrat that gets convicted on some charges really affecting the rest of them?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea behind Randy Kelton's approach from ruleoflawradio.com is you go after these guys one by one, and eventually they start to learn, and it will change their system because they're more afraid of the being put in prison than we are because they've seen the inside. They know the horrors. They know how bad it is, and they do not want to be in jail.
Sam, it's always good talking to you. I'm going to put you on hold here, and we'll talk a little bit off the air, but we're going to get back to the rest of the calls here. People have been waiting. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll continue to keep you up to date on what's happening with Sam from ObscureTruth.com as he still sits in jail. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Government officials like to think better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.